You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Brett is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Georgina. Brett, thank you for your email. Thanks for agreeing to do the segment. Before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Georgina?
It's now been like about a week and a half. Okay. Just like no contact.
All right. How many times have you tried to get a hold of her in that week and a half?
Well, before that, I reached out to her a couple of times, and then after she first got back to me, and then she just stopped, and so now that I haven't heard anything, I thought maybe you guys could kind of get to the bottom of what's up, because it was really our second date. We went on a great first date, and, like, I get getting ghosted after the first date, like, who wants to explain that they're just not your type? But
right.
We hit it off, and we went on a second date, and it was great, and then, like, I reached out to her saying, you know, I had a nice time. She got back to me, and then I reached out about going out again, and then nothing. I just, like, don't know what could have been so bad that she's not even getting back to me.
Yeah. So let's talk about the second date then. Was there anything about it that was different than the first? Like, did you still feel the connection that you guys had on that first date?
We had such a great time. We, like, still were like kind of getting to know each other, but like it wasn't that awkward like job interview kind of stuff. It was just like telling stories and kind of sort of stuff that we have in common and like different like musical tastes and stuff, like, you know, really just kind of connecting in general, and like both regretful that the night had come to an end, but we both had to work. And I mean, the only thing that was a little like interesting was I got pulled over when I was like driving her home. I got off with a warning, so it's not like, you know, like I had an arrest record or something terrible, you know. It was like,
were you speeding?
I wasn't speeding, but they suggested that like I had improper lane change.
People are very passionate about blinker usage.
That's true.
If you didn't use a blinker, maybe that's what turned her off.
I just said she would say something. I mean, we kind of joked about it afterwards, but yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe she found someone else.
Did she seem fine after you got pulled over? Like, was everything still the same, or was she a little more uncomfortable?
We just kind of laughed it off. I mean, it didn't seem to change too much, I wouldn't say.
So let's go back to the date, though. Like, what could have happened? Is there anything that could have happened there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we had, like, some drinks and some food and, like, just good conversation. Like, nothing awkward or no, like, I can't believe you think this or, you know, like, I've gone over it, like, 100 times. It's, like, really, you know, we like the same things.
Do you two with your mouth open, Brett?
No, and I, like, even made sure not to talk with my mouth, you know, like.
That's another thing that people hate, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was on my best behavior, and, like, she's just, Georgina's just, like, wonderful, and she's pretty honest and straightforward, at least in the, like, our couple of dates. I can't imagine that she wouldn't just tell me, but.
And you have no idea why she might be ghosting you, other than maybe it has something to do with you getting pulled over.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Everything, like, up till that point, I mean, like I said, we were, when we left, we were like both kind of bummed that the night was over, and that we were talking about making plans to do some other stuff. And when I reached out about that, it just like crickets.
Okay, what's the last thing that she said to you at the end of the night?
Be careful getting home, and we'll talk soon.
So, like, no kissing, like...
No, we had a good night kiss, but, like, nothing crazy, I guess.
All right, well, we'll try to figure it out then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and get you another date if you still want one after hearing the reason why, okay?
Okay, that would be great, guys. I really appreciate your help.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Brett is on the phone. He's getting ghosted by Georgina, and he has no idea why. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Brett, before we call her, just refresh everybody's memory. Tell us a little bit about your date with Georgina.
So it was actually a second date. We had a great time, stayed out later than we planned, had drinks and dinner. All of a sudden, I'm not hearing back from her. The only thing I can think of is that I got pulled over on the way home, driving her home, and that was like a little awkward, but I can't imagine that's a good enough reason not to even respond.
All right, we'll call her right now, okay?
That'd be appreciated.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Georgina, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Hi, Georgina. How are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Georgina.
That's Nina.
Hi.
Hi.
And that's Victoria. So there's three people on the phone with you right now.
Why are you guys calling me? Did I win something?
I love that that's a reaction.
Yeah. We got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
You got an email about me?
Yeah. So we do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened.
And who is this person?
Have you gone on a date recently?
A few weeks ago.
Do you remember that person's name?
Brett?
Yes, yeah. That's who it is.
That's a fun game.
Oh, God.
Brett emailed us because he said he had a really good time with you, thought you guys had a great date, and he's wondering what happened and why you're ghosting him.
He knows why. He got pulled over for a DUI.
Oh. Wait. So he said he just got pulled over, and then he got a warning, and that was it because it was a lane change. That's not true?
No. He actually had to do, like, a breathalyzer test.
No, I did not get a DUI.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, are you on the phone?
No. Yeah, Georgina, that's Brett.
Sorry.
I'm glad I am, because you're telling me I got a DUI. I got
out there?
So, Georgina, you say that Brett got a DUI. Brett, did you get a DUI?
I did not get a DUI. Not at all. I got pulled over for an improper lane change. When the officer approached the car, he asked where we had been. I told him where he was, that we'd been out. He had me get out of the car. He had me do a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer, like the whole nine yards.
You forgot to tell us that part.
It was uncomfortable and embarrassing. You would have gotten a DUI if you had not talked your way out of it.
I had a breathalyzer, talk my way out of it. I did a sobriety test. Like, I passed it. It wasn't like I had fooled the test.
You barely passed it. passed the breathalyzer.
These get degrees.
What? How do you get out of
it? These get degrees. You, like, I passed the test. And they didn't say, like, you did a great job, or you, like, did it with flying colors. You just told me I wasn't drunk, and I didn't.
He did not say all that. Where are you coming from? Why are you BSing?
I would have been in cuffs. Look, how about this? I'm sorry that we got pulled over. I was busy paying attention to what you were saying and, like, changed lanes without, like, looking and seeing there's a cop behind us. No, it's not your fault at all. I'm just saying, like, I wasn't driving drunk.
You're seriously saying because you were paying attention to me, that's why you changed the lanes wrong? No. You were
I didn't
drunk.
Put on my signal.
You were buzzed. Let's call a spade a spade. You were buzzed. Enough is enough.
I mean, I was obviously not buzzed or in, like, I faced no problems. I just, like, I'm sorry that I got pulled over, but, like, what if, like, next time you drive or we get an Uber?
No, absolutely not. You embarrassed me the first time. Why would I take that shot again?
You think he embarrassed you, Georgina?
Yes, he embarrassed me. I don't get pulled over for DUIs.
I'm just really confused because...
I didn't get a DUI. What are you talking about? You've never been pulled over.
Were you guys drinking
not
together?
Not for a DUI.
Yes.
Listen,
if she had been behind
you
the wheel,
drink,
I would say I think you, we would have gotten a DUI.
Listen to me. If you want to put your life in danger, that's your problem, not mine.
You got in the car with me. What are you talking about? Put your life in danger.
Yeah.
Look,
you knew. You,
I mean,
you
I appreciate it, but like, I all you have to say is no. I get it. It's all right. Like, you don't have to like
no.
keep berating me.
This?
I didn't
no.
get a DUI.
No. How about this? No.
Georgina, would you like to go on another date with Brett? We'll pay for it.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No. No.
It doesn't sound like he got a DUI though.
I didn't. I'll come. I'll, you want me to drive down to the station? I'll show you.
Be careful with that. No, I would say.
He was buzz driving.
I drove home afterwards.
And he talked his way out of it with the cop.
How do you talk your way out of that?
By blowing into a breathalyzer and taking a field sobriety
yeah,
test. That's, I talked my way out of it. Look, I mean, the cop thanked me for like being so agreeable because he said it was clear I wasn't drunk. It's not like...
You do realize buzz driving is drunk driving, right?
Yes, and so does the cop, and he's the one who's like, you're not buzzed. We had drinks,
well,
but we
here's
I
the
didn't.
Case. I don't want to go out with you again.
I get it.
I don't
it.
Want to.
Okay.
And if somebody doesn't call you back, get the hint.
Oh.
I mean, that says it all. Okay, you weren't buzzed, and you definitely didn't get a DUI.
No, not at all. And like, the idea that I embarrassed her somehow by like. I get it if we got arrested, she had to, like, get someone to come pick her up or something. Like, I totally understand being embarrassed, but, like, I was the one who was embarrassed, about it happening. But the fact that, like, I wasn't drunk and that, like, he gave me a warning and just told me to be careful changing lanes.
Yeah.
I didn't think that, like, that was so embarrassing. It was just embarrassing for me, but apparently I must have, like... triggered something.
I feel like she was drunk.
I don't know what it was. I mean, after all of that and her response, Brett, would you even have wanted to go on a second date if she agreed?
Well, no, because that's like a whole different side. I mean, she was so cool and like easygoing before, and now it's like I've embarrassed her. I've done all these things, and like
probably because you didn't use your blinker, like I said.
I mean, not using the blinker saved my life, I guess.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.